When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, ESPN Radio. ESPN2, Sirius XM Channel 80. You can listen to us on your smart speaker. Just say play ESPN Radio. We pop up. And, importantly, the ESPN app. Man, that's take us anywhere. Get us live on the ESPN app. One app, one tap. You probably already have it on your phone. Presented by Progressive Insurance.
Key, you see the sweater I'm wearing today? For my squad?
It's a sweatshirt, isn't it?
Sweatshirt.
Yeah.
I just want a sweater.
Yeah, I just want to give a shout out to Rachel Richardson. That's all. You know, she plays on the women's volleyball team at Duke. Had a little issue.
That's a volleyball sweatshirt?
No. It's a Duke sweatshirt, but... It's to Rachel, you know, just shout out to her for standing up about what she believes in after the situation that happened at BYU. That's all. Just want to give her a shout out. We stand with you.
People who chant, they ought to be ashamed of themselves, say stuff like that.
You didn't hear about a kid chanting?
No, yeah.
Racial slurs while every serve.
Yeah, I heard about it.
That she has. Come on.
I follow.
Yeah.
That's all. I followed it. By the way.
Certain places you go and you play in certain areas, things like that are going to happen.
But people should understand, when they do that in a public forum, especially, what they're doing is bringing shame on their parents. You understand? If you're chanting a racist slur somewhere, let the camera catch you. That's shame on shame on your parents.
Yeah, I don't
you're
even know.
Disgrace to your family name.
And she's handled it like a true pro. She didn't actually throw shade at BYU, the school. She actually threw it at the individual perpetrator.
Right.
The way she's handled it has been classy. So.
Yeah, I've never been one to subscribe to understanding how someone can go to a game or any and just like what makes you think that I'm gonna wake up, brush my teeth, I'm gonna get dressed, and I'm gonna think, I'm gonna go to the game and I'm just gonna throw racial slurs at somebody. That's gonna be fun today. What?
So we were talking earlier, actually before the show even started, Key was talking about this Lakers show. What's it called, Key?
Legacy,
right. I cannot
tell you one more damn time, Max.
And
Legacy.
You may have to tell me twice before the end of this segment.
I told the dude Annette Kovanovic before.
I'm bad. I was calling him Evander Holyfield for the first 6 years of his career. I watched every fight. I'm bad with names. I got a piece of my brain missing.
Just think, so, Lakers, Legacy.
Yes.
Lakers,
all right,
Legacy.
That's good. Little alliteration. Anyway, talking about how like Jerry Buss... They went into how Jerry Buss was trying to buy the Cowboys. Man, how that Jerry would have changed the fortunes of the last 25 years for the Cowboys. But the owner you got, Cowboys fans, is Jerry Jones. And here he is on the Cowboys narrative on 105.3 The Fan.
I like that continually reminding that we need to not only get in the playoffs, but we need to get way deep into the playoffs so we got a chance. I think this team is reflecting that. I think it is a narrative of the team. I think it reflected in our decision-making in the spring, who we kept, who we let go, and who we brought on. So that is the narrative. Yeah. Get in a better spot to stay longer in the playoffs.
Longer in the playoffs. How about win a single game, Key? Like, what's the main narrative for the Cowboys heading into this season? To me, you must win a playoff game or it's a disaster. If you win a playoff game, it's a push. And you win two, you had a successful season. But I think you got to win at least a playoff game here. What's the narrative for you, Key?
It'd be really good for them to advance into a second round or whatever the case is. If they get to the divisional round, that's a plus. I think that's where they need to be. Anything short of that, it's not a successful season, regardless of what you may have done in the offseason. Of course, players are going to come and go. Some guys are going to get injured, but they've got to – it's time to go. You know, you can't just be win the division and gone home. You got to win the division and knock on the door of the NFC Championship appearance. You have to do that.
I don't know, Keith. For me, it has to do a lot around this maybe being one of the worst off seasons for the Cowboys leading into a season with a lot of hope with a head coach who you feel like is barely living with his lifeline. I mean, the loss of Tyron Smith, I think, really hurts him, right? Like the QBR for Dak Prescott is like 108 when he's on the field. When he's not on the field over the last 2 years.
108?
It's like 107, 108 when he's on the field.
108? That's unheard. No.
Passer rating. Passer rating, excuse me. Like 108 when he's on the field. And when he's off the field, he's like 95. Mm-hmm. Like it's like Jimmy G portion. So I don't know, losing Amari Cooper. I think there are a lot of questions around this team. Even Ezekiel Elliott, Key. Like I get that everything's going to run through Zeke. But time has just been proven that it feels like he's been injury prone more and more and more. Like what makes us think, seeing the history of the running backs over the last 5 years with Christian McCaffrey and Saquon Barkley, Derrick Henry even last year, that a guy like him with that size and frame is actually going to be able to survive?
Well, I think I'm not worried about Zeke. I think Zeke will be healthy. They'll rotate Pollard in there here and there and mix things up.
That's different though, Key.
And when Zeke is healthy, he's one of the better backs in the league. And he's been healthy for the most part, missed a couple games here and there, but for the most part, he's been pretty healthy. I think when you talk about the offensive line and you look at the offensive line and having and Torrance Smith now being removed from the lineup and they have to figure out what they're going to do at the left tackle spot, I'm sure Jerry Jones, Will Clay, Stephen Jones, and Jerry Jr. went into this season bringing back Smith, saying to themselves, he could get hurt again. Something could happen, so let's have a contingency plan. What that contingency plan is, there's a big left tackle sitting out there named Andrew Whitworth who's available. Mm. So if they want to go and try to wrestle him out of retirement, that may be an option there. Who knows? But I think they're going to be competitive. I don't know what's going to happen because I like the Eagles as well. And if the Eagles come to the party with Jalen Hurts, they're going to give the Cowboys a run for their money. And if the Cowboys stub their toe, then Mike McCarthy will probably be looking for a new job. And that's what Jerry Jones is essentially saying.
But they kind of already did stub their toe with – like, I don't think you could count on Tyron Smith to play. Like, you can't. It's foolish to think, oh, yeah, he's going to play a full season because he never does, right? But he's really good when he's on the field. But that's one of the downsides. And the line has eroded. The offensive line has eroded over the last several years. They've just started to replenish it in a serious way. But the way they built it, 4 out of 5 years, their first round pick went to the O-line. Mm-hmm. So they built this real powerful O-line. That's eroded somewhat. And now you add to that, the receiving room won't quite be the same. Mike McCarthy has won a Super Bowl. And I wouldn't say he's an incompetent head coach, but I would not consider him an elite head coach either, which goes to the point where Jerry Jones will only hire people where they don't take away his shine, right? And then when I hear they want to run the offense through Zeke as a Giants fan, I'm like, great. You know, Zeke at this point in his career behind a decent offensive line versus Dak, great, run it through Zeke. He's the lesser player.
Key, do you see Dak getting back to where he was 2 years ago when he was on that MVP run before he got hurt? You think he'll reach that level again this year?
I thought he played pretty well last year. I think he'll probably play well again this year. The beginning of the season prior to getting hurt, it wasn't like the Cowboys were undefeated. I don't even remember exactly what their record was, but I feel like it was something like 2-3 or something like that. It wasn't like it was just lights out. He's putting up statistical numbers that certainly made people feel like he was having an MVP season based on statistics. I think he can still do those sort of things. What they got to worry about is getting the W's, not the statistics.
I'm looking now from 2021. 0-1, 0-2, 1-2, 2-2. They were 3-2, yeah, after 5 years.
Yeah, so, yeah, it wasn't – yeah, they wasn't like lights out.
This,
you know,
is,
and that's 20. You looked at 20 or 21, Max?
21.
21 last year.
Because he got hurt in 20.
Yeah.
You're talking about 2020.
2020 is when he got
hurt.
Yeah.
By the way, in 2019, he had a good year. They were 8-8.
He was playing a lot of people feel like he was playing at an MVP level those first, I don't know, was it five games?
I think it's like five or six games.
Yeah. But overall,
he was putting up a lot of numbers. They were playing from behind plenty, so they were airing it out. This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from above the Heineken River Deck at Pier 17. So is Mike Tomlin any closer to announcing a quarterback starter in Pittsburgh? And should he be? The season's coming right up. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. We're brought to you by Boost Mobile, a proud sponsor of the 2022 Department of Defense Warrior Games. With Boost Mobile, feel the power of more money in your pocket on one of America's largest 5G networks. And Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter.
Anytime you can start the day with some Nelia,
that's a good day. Kimberly's all put together. It's coordinated.
You know what? We zoom in on
you
these days,
you got to coordinate. Though. I'm just, you know what? I'm a little sad that Key's not actually in studio today because... You know, he would appreciate this as somebody who doesn't have style. Like, he could take some pointers, but that's all right. Hey, Key, what's going on?
Why is
shots
it that
fired?
They all come, every time, morning. Max, when they come on.
Who's they?
Who? These people? Who are you talking about, Key? Who are you talking about?
I'm not going to pick on any individuals. I'm going to say when we have guests that come on the show, they always want to come at me. I ain't said a word, auntie. Nothing. Auntie.
Word number one. Okay. All right. I got you, auntie. What's going on, Max? What you got for
me? How are you, Kimberly? So obviously Kimberly is not only an NFL reporter here at ESPN, but co-host of First Take, Her Take. New episodes available every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcasts. All right. Hot news or not news, John Gruden says his emails were shameful. Kimberly, the way he phrased it, it's like, it's the emails themselves that came out of the...
Whatever was in those emails, whatever came about in those emails, I apologize.
Hot news or not news? He wants another shot.
It's not news because somebody's going to give him another shot. I think that's the second chances. I think that's the world we live in. However, I think people should understand if that report about him not wanting Tom Brady and Gronk is right, he shouldn't coach. He just should not get a head coaching job off of that. I don't think this is news.
How about every single draft pick he has is gone in year one, basically? I mean, come on, man. Mm-hmm. You got to be good if you want another shot and you did something bad. Mike Tomlin says the Steelers will name a starting quarterback, quote, at our leisure. He was sipping tea with his pinky out. We'll name it at our leisure. Hot news or not news?
About Tomlin? It is not news only because I would expect nothing less from Mike Tomlin, being that he's going to tell you what he wants to tell you when he feels like it. Now, I think what is news is that Kenny Pickett has made it interesting because it was Mitchell Trubisky's job. But him not announcing it, as long as players in the building understand that they're reaching a decision soon, I don't think it's news.
Yeah, it's not news at all. Coaches, They got about another week till the regular season starts. It's not that big of a deal. I mean, get the guys up to speed. Get game plan week comes. They're going to install. They're going to do all that. And then you could say, Mitch Trubisky's my starter.
Yeah. It just feels like news to me because all the people saying.
He won't name it?
He won't name it. And just knowing how measured Mike Tomlin is. And all the people that were saying, well, Mitchell Trubisky, a year under Brian Daboll, and he's learned so much, and he's really good. And now all of a sudden it's like, well, here comes this rookie with the chance to legitimately start, and Mike Tomlin is still being measured in his response. That's interesting.
I think it's hot news for what Kimberly said. The fact that Pickett has come on to the point where it's like, yeah, the guy who's supposed to be the starter is not already named the starter this close to the season, you convinced me. I think it is hot news, actually. Okay. Hot news or not news? Here on Keyshawn, J. Will and Max with Kimberly Martin. Kyle Shanahan says there's no way it's bad for our team to have Jimmy G back. Is it hot news or not news?
Ding, 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 ding. This is so hot. To me, this is going to be the story of one of the stories of the season because the 49ers turned the page on the whole Jimmy G experiment, and Jimmy G is still a 49er. This is not what they were anticipating. It brings up the question of how they feel about Trey Lance, how he's looked behind the scenes, how he's looked in the preseason. And now Jimmy is here, a guy who has familiarity with this offense, with this coaching staff, with these fans, with this locker room. It is a big deal.
You know what? It is hot news, and I understand what Kyle is saying. And it won't. It's hot news because you bring in a quarterback back that took you to two NFC championship games and a Super Bowl, but you're bringing him back. I'm assuming he's not going to be the starter opening day. I'm assuming that, but you just never know based on – what has happened with Kyle Shanahan and John Lynch. But, as I said a week ago, this is the right move for them. They needed to get this done and restructure his deal so they could have a quality backup. He's probably the 1A, 1B backup in the National Football League right now, probably behind or right slightly in front of Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, I think it's hot news. I mean, it's if even from watching the 49ers transition from Alex Smith to Colin Kaepernick, there's always some kind of transition going on, you know, with Joe Montana, Steve Young. There's always something going on with the 49ers that seems like it's good drama to drum up.
Yeah, I would say it's hot news because this is what I would have done from the beginning. But once you so public about what your plan is and you don't want the shadow of the guy there and da-da-da.
And Jimmy's and then practicing you, off to the side, not with the team, all that.
And then you do an about-face, and now you get to the place where you really should have been in the beginning. Like, you should have either done it this way all along or gotten rid of him. And they split the difference, and here we are. So I think it is hot news.
That shoulder injury, I wonder how things would have gone if he didn't have that shoulder.
That's the whole thing, right?
Yeah, Max. This is
the shoulder injury is why there was no market for him.
This is a classic case of sometimes you need to assemble the plane after you jumped off the cliff. And that's what they're doing.
Assemble the plane after you jumped off. I think this is what Brady must have done. Because he's flying high.
We're getting really deep and heavy here. Yeah, there you go. KJM.
Jerry Jones said, Kimberly A. Martin, yesterday on 105.3 The Fan, that the Cowboys need to make a deep run in the playoffs. Hot news or not news?
Well, thank you, Captain Obvious, Jerry. Yeah, I would say so. You know why? I will just say hot news. Even though he's not saying anything we don't already know, the fact that Jerry is saying, hey, guys, we need to go deep in the playoffs, like it just sort of puts the pressure. It just turns the pressure just a little bit up a little bit on this team. We already know that's the standard. That's the expectation. Super Bowls, I think Phil Jackson, Pat Riley was a coach of the Knicks, right? The last time they won the Super Bowl. Like, it's been so long that the Cowboys have won a Super Bowl. I think Jerry talking, I think that's important.
Yeah, I think it's hot news because it's the owner saying, essentially, if your ass don't win, I'm firing you. And that's what he hasn't said in the past. He's kind of held everything close to his vest, but now he's finally saying we need to make a deep playoff run.
Yeah.
And why would he say that? It's because there's other people that's sitting out in the universe that he may have an eye on if it doesn't go well.
Dan Quinn on line two.
Or Sean Payton. Maybe
or
get
Sean Payton.
Payton
just sitting there waiting.
I don't think it is hot news because this would have been hot news to me. Look, here's what has to happen this year. We have to win a playoff game. Or we have to win two playoff games. Going on a deep playoff run still not at – what do you mean?
That's what he's saying. That's literally what he's
saying. Playoff run is, Max.
What I'm saying is that tied to Mike McCarthy's future?
Yes.
Well, he didn't say that. That would have been hot.
He's not going to say the name.
Kimberly said Captain Obvious.
I guarantee you if we go back last year, we could find sound of Jerry Jones saying, we need to make a deep playoff run. And of course he says that. He talks in front of you. Think Jerry Jones, who lives in front of a microphone and every year has a star-studded squad in a weak division, isn't saying something like that every year?
So what you're saying is if the Cowboys don't make a deep playoff run, you think Mike McCarthy's going to be back?
No, this is what I'm saying. It would have been hot news if someone would have asked him point blank, what does Mike McCarthy need to do to be the coach next year? And Jerry Jones says win two playoff games. Hot news. This, to me, I bet you said the same thing.
But he's never going to say that.
No, of course not. That's why it's not news to me. All right.
Why you put your hand on your hip when you start making points like that?
Max,
I'm serious. I'm
Max Kellerman. Yeah, I got to put my hand on my hip. I love when Jay's great at making me conscious of unconscious behavior. That's embarrassing.
But it was
look at what you're doing with your feet. What am I doing with my feet?
You get nervous. You start crossing your feet. You start doing this little thing with your feet. Yeah, it's great.
Shut up, Jay. All right. Bills cornerback Tre'Davious White will start the season on the PUP list. Hot news or not news?
Oh, this is hot news just because the Bills, to me, are my early Super Bowl pick, right? And to be down a guy of this caliber, but when you look at their first four games, three of them are on the road. They start with the Rams. They got, the Titans. They got the Ravens. It's going to be a really tough start to the season. So when you don't have one of your top corners, it's an issue.
Hello, Keyshawn.
Keyshawn,
or not news that Tre'Davious White will start the season on the PUP list to you, Key?
Did he fall asleep?
Well, no, I was thinking. If it is hot news or not news, I think it's hot news because he's one of your top defenders. He's not out there. You just gave him a boatload of money. When will he come back, though? That's the key. And when he comes back off the PUP list, what will he be, and where will the Bills be ultimately as a team?
All right, next up, Lamar Jackson likes a photoshopped picture of him in a Dolphins uniform. Kimberly, hot news or not news?
Anything what? Lamar does is hot news. I don't think this means he wants to be in Miami. I really don't. But anything, until that kid puts pen to paper and gets paid anything, every day that goes by, anything Lamar does, tweets, whatever, is hot news.
You think he gets paid before the season?
I think it's hot news. Mm-mm. I think it's hot news because it's Lamar, like Kim say. When you look at it, he's from Miami. And, Dolphins, I understand what Tyreek Hill is saying. They love Tua, all that. But they did try to replace Tua at least three times already, so.
Scorching hot news. I'll tell you,
Thank you, Max.
It's scorching hot, by the way. Because let's say Tua does pretty well, and he's coming along, like he says, year one, what do you want to see, year two, year, and he's doing all that stuff, that Parcellian stuff, that Johnsonian stuff, where the quarterback's coming along and it's all looking good. You know who did that once upon a time? Drew Brees. You know what they did? They still were like, we want a little more. Drafted Phillip Rivers, drafted his replacement. Mm-hmm. Offered him a deal, wasn't top of the market, traded him away, right? Just because Tua improves this year, and I expect him to, and has some success, and I expect him to, that doesn't mean if Lamar Jackson is available, you're not going to go get him, and he's from there, and they don't want to pony up the cash right now, and he's liking something Photoshop. Yeah, that's hot news. How could that not be hot?
So wait, Kimmy, you don't think he gets paid? Does he get paid this season, or do they franchise him?
I don't think he gets a deal gets done before week one. I really was hoping.
Really, Kim?
Just because it's like what else needs to happen? Like what's different between?
Well, you could do a deal. You know, in 24 hours, right? I mean, everything is already there.
No. I'm not saying there isn't time to do it. I'm saying what has changed. We saw Deshaun. We saw Kyler. Still nothing. Like, what is going to change between today and week one?
Ravens will get together a quarter billion to put an escrow.
But my thing is, they could have done that yesterday. They could have done, you know what I'm saying?
Quarter billion's not that easy to get together.
Well, you know what changed? You guys got it.
A quarter billion for that dude, he could do that in a minute. That's nothing for the Ravens. But what will change is if Lamar says, you know what? I'm not coming in week one. Do whatever y'all want
to
do.
So that, to me, that's what, unfortunately, I feel like that's what Lamar should say.
Yeah.
Because I'm all about guys getting paid. I don't think Lamar will say that.
But I think if he had an agent. And I'm not going out there, though.
If he had an agent, I bet you his agent would tell him that.
Key, you know it. You feel it in your bones. He will go out there. That's what you're reacting to.
Just because Kim just said he's not like that, and I'm like, how you not going to be like that? I am not going out there.
He
I'll
has
see
to
you
have
guys
some
in a few weeks.
Football people around him saying this. How do you not look at that realistically and say, that is the move that will get me my money?
Because that is the move that will probably get him his money. I mean, you know, let him miss one or two games. They can fine him. They'll give the money back, whatever the case is. And let him drop a few games.
So I'm saying, do the Ravens value their system more than they value Lamar Jackson?
Well,
Lamar Jackson is the system.
He is the system. But they're high on Huntley, right?
That's what
they
I'm
are
saying.
They are high. He
looks pretty good to me when he's this.
Y'all better stop.
We're not saying that.
Does Huntley look good or not?
Not Lamar Jackson.
No, of course. I'm not saying Lamar, but I'm saying Huntley can play or not.
Man, Huntley was something like 1-6 as a starting quarterback replacing dude. Come on,
good
man.
Point.
I mean, their entire roster was decimated, to be fair.
If that same roster was in place and you remove Lamar Jackson and inserted Huntley, they not winning the division. They not going 8-3.
And with Lamar, they were winning the division.
Yeah,
they're
not doing that.
I agree with you.
And I like Huntley.
We are in agreement that Lamar should not step on the field until he gets paid. It sounds like we all agree there.
Do you think that's going to happen, though, Kimberly? Because his leverage goes up as the season approaches.
I think he will be on the field week one. Ooh, and I don't like that. But that's what – because of who he is and what he's means to that community, what he means in the building and how he's held in all season. You know what I mean? Like. Yeah. Makes me feel like, oh, he's
they should
out
switch
there.
To the Keyshawn Johnson narrative with him. Because everybody know I wasn't getting on the field
week one
if they didn't take care of business.
We know. We already
yeah, we
know.
Ain't
tell
doing
us
that.
How, okay, Captain Obvious. Tell us something we
no,
don't
we
know.
No, we're not doing that, though, Kim. I don't want him getting on the field.
I know. That we know that's how
A.
you
Martin.
Would move. We
if
know.
It's $220 million, $230 50. Million, 50. Whatever
bro,
it is.
50. It's 250.
Okay,
we
so it's 250. He ain't getting 290 next year. So what?
I don't know about that.
He's not.
I don't
not
know. Yo, if he plays the whole season, wins the Super Bowl, and he was already going to be at 250, he
yeah,
might
but
get
I'm not
three.
Betting. But I'm
he's
not betting 250
he's
to get
no, me neither, but we're not him, Key. We're not him.
I'm not quibbling over $10 million. You offer me $240. I'm signing.
Kimberly, if it was me, I would have signed for $150 or $100, you know, 2 years ago if I were him.
Yeah. Give me that Kyler money.
We should stop giving him advice, man. He seems to know what he's doing. All right. That is Kimberly A. Martin, ESPN NFL reporter, co-host of First Take, Her Take. You can get new episodes every Wednesday wherever you listen to your podcasts. We want you to weigh in, by the way. Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job? Keyshawn, J. Will and Max, ESPN Radio. Keyshawn, J. Will and Max. I just read it on SportsCenter, guys, here on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app. You can listen to us live on the ESPN app, wherever you are. One app, one tap. Guys, I just quoted John Gruden, and I had a real problem with the fact that, you know, the way he phrased it, I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails. When you phrase it like that, you don't need to, I'll make no excuses, I'm ashamed. What? Of what? You put it in such a passive, distant way. No, what you wrote in the emails, and that signals to me that, like, a lack of accountability, actually. But at any rate, listen to John Gruden say it himself. This is at the Little Rock Touchdown Club in Arkansas. And decide for yourself.
I'm not going to say anything but honest things here. I'm ashamed about what has come about in these emails, and I'll make no excuses for it. It's shameful. But I am a good person. I believe that. I go to church. I've been married for 31 years. I got three great boys. I still love football. I've made some mistakes, but I don't think anybody else in here hasn't. And I just ask for forgiveness, and hopefully I get another shot.
All right.
Was there an applause after that?
Yeah, he's speaking at the Touchdown Club in Arkansas.
Okay.
That sound like a touchdown to them?
That's interesting. I don't know if I would applaud. I'd just kind of like, okay.
Look, everyone has made mistakes in every room, of course.
I agree.
But part of atoning for a mistake is taking responsibility for it. And the way he phrased that sends the wrong signal to me as a listener. I didn't hear what I needed to hear.
I mean, I don't know if he was – I don't know if it was written down, if he was coming off the head or whatever, you know, just coming off the top of his brain or whatever the case is. So I'm not going to, you know – really pick it apart like that, Max, right? I mean, because, you know, when God, people are searching for words, trying to find the right words so they don't stumble or stub their toe, you know.
Yeah, they're trying to be careful with it.
Careful with it. You know, throw a little church out there, you know, let everybody know. Mm-hmm. I'm like, I'm sitting here saying, what does that have to do with anything that you go to church? What is that? There's a lot of people that go to church that do things that's shameful. I mean, like.
It's what you're getting in church that you take out of the church with you that is significant about going to church, right? The values that you're supposed to reflect in your behavior.
And I know he wants to coach again. It's in his blood. Right. You think about his brother just got on with the Rams as a consultant to Sean McVay, who coached with him in Washington, brought on Jay Gruden after Jay was fired from the Jacksonville Jaguars. So he sees that he wants to get back in it. What's happening now? It's getting ready to be football season. A week. Imagine what he has gone through over the last several months from a mental standpoint and not being able to be in control of football and all the different things that he's done for the last 30 years of his life or whatever it's been, or his entire life for that matter. So I understand what he's trying to do. I don't know that he will be hired by an NFL team again to be an assistant coach around the team, the chaplain of the team, let alone the head coach, the trainer. I don't see it. I just personally don't see where 30 teams in the National Football League would give him an opportunity to be a part of their organization. Now, if we're talking about college, who knows? There people in college do some wild stuff. But what I would say is it would be certainly hard to recruit and to win over that fan base or that community in which you got to go in that you certainly have talked about.
Charles
negatively.
Charles in Ohio wants in on this. What's up, Charles?
Good morning, gentlemen. Hopefully you guys are having a blessed morning. Here's my question. First of all, I don't know what church has to do with it. It seems like when somebody messes up, they say, oh, I go to church. Okay, that's good. But what took John Gruden so long? This happened back in October. It seems like you would think that he would have jumped ahead of this a long time ago and made some type of a comment before he, got ahead of this whole entire thing. But like I said, like he said, he goes to church.
Yeah, I mean.
I think it's taken him a while because, one, he's in a litigation going on with the NFL right now, the actual league. And so I'm sure his legal team is giving him certain advice at certain times to speak about these issues, especially if there are other emails that could potentially come out. Maybe you try to get ahead of it before those other emails come out. You let everybody know that this is the situation and he's ashamed of it and he's trying to find a job.
Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job, though? 888-SAY-ESPN. First, Vist from Omega Accounting. Is your small or medium-sized business still recovering from the pandemic? Omega Accounting Solutions can help. I want to share how Omega could get you $26,000 cash back for each employee you kept working during the pandemic with the Employee Retention Credit. This is money you already paid the government. Call Omega at 800-704-2000. Or to get started, visit OmegaTaxCredits.com and fill out the form.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's L-E-C-T-R-I-C ebikes.com.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day, but sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
Give him a chance again. Keyshawn, J. Will and Axe, ESPN Radio, Sirius XM, Channel 80, the ESPN app. Check us out on the ESPN app. It's the best way to listen. Presented by Progressive Insurance. Chance again. Does John Gruden deserve another head coaching job? He had a 10-year contract for $100 million. A lot of runway to make the playoffs. Didn't get it done. Every first-round pick is cut in a year or doesn't make it to his next contract or is in jail. It was a disaster. And then on top of that, had emails exposed in which he made racist and homophobic and misogynistic comments. And then he apologized in a way that didn't really take full responsibility. Although I think, Key, you bring up a good point. Look, he's being careful with his language in public. He doesn't want to step in it again. But it indicates to me a distancing of himself from it rather than an embracing of it. Yes, this is what I did when he says, what came about with those emails? No, what I wrote in those emails is what I want to hear. But okay, does he deserve another head coaching job?
Deserve, operative word.
888-SAY-ESPN. Key has made the point throughout the show. America's the land of opportunity. People deserve second chances and more than that. Key, you've had them. We all have had them in our lives. We all make mistakes, but
yeah,
institutions have to make decisions, reflect on them.
Let me ask you something before we grab a call. So what is a second chance for John Gruden? Didn't he already get a second and a third chance? Didn't he already get fired from the Tampa Bay Buccaneers and then roll into Monday Night Football, then come back to coach the Raiders? Is that not a second chance?
Well, I would say that a second chance would mean a coaching position, maybe not a head coaching position, on some level where he shows he can do it very well and also a continuing kind of accountability for what he said and more of a reveal about who he is publicly now. He's opened that up.
Redeem himself for the emails.
Yeah.
Yeah. CJ in Florida, what you got?
Good morning, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. You know, I coached youth sports for 28 years, and one of the things I always stress to the kids is not making decisions that you don't come back from or that affect your life. Because there are some things that you don't get a second chance for. You can commit crimes with steal, and they don't let you work in banks and work with money. Or you can commit a crime, but they lock you up for life. So, personally, I think Gruden has disqualified himself from being a coach in the NFL based upon those emails and the people that it affects and the people that he will be around.
Well, that's what I said earlier. If you remember, Max, it's the people you're around. You got to think about, don't forget me and Jay and you and fans. Think about the people that have to work in the building. How does that affect your assistant coaches or the coaches that you're on the staff with? Because if you're not getting a head coach job, maybe you want to be an assistant. How do you think that rubs them, or the training staff in the training room, or the equipment room, or the secretary who works for the general manager whose son happens to be LGBTQ. How do you think that affects them? Mm-hmm. Those are the sort of things that we have to think about when you're making these sort of decisions to bring in somebody that has this sort of baggage out there about them.
Montgomery in Denver. You're on with Keyshawn, J. Will and Axe, ESPN Radio.
Hey, hello, gentlemen. I appreciate y'all taking my call. Just to add on to what Key is saying, at the end of the day, the nature of our society is way too diverse to allow that. And in addition to, Nobody deserves anything. There's a possibility he could earn it, but at the end of the day, I don't believe he deserves it. Nevertheless, will be in position to earn it, regardless of the potential nepotism, like Max was speaking about regarding he has relatives in the family in the NFL shield and represent him as well. So, again, opportunity for him to earn it is there. But at the same time, I don't believe he deserves it.
So that's
thanks
my,
again, gentlemen.
You got it, man, Montgomery. So that was my point. I don't think he deserves it. But we all know the reality of the world that we live in is a relationship business, right? So at the end of the day, if somebody values that relationship with him, regardless, Key, sometimes of how we may think we would like the people that would work for us if we were to own our team, how they would feel, a lot of times it's a relationship business and people look over things like that, unfortunately.
You know, the issue for me, because I thought there was an interesting call earlier in the show about how he knows people. The caller said, look, I know people who talk a lot of stuff bad about groups of people, but they would never behave that way. But the issue, and he's trying to apply that to Gruden. Now, Gruden talks that way. I don't think he's really that way. But the issue for me with Gruden is it's not just that he wrote an email. When you write stuff like that in email, you think that the audience for it is receiving it a certain way. So he's powerful. The person he's sending it to is powerful in the league. And this is the way they talk when they think no one's looking. Josh in Alabama, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
All right, lost that one.
Yeah, he left.
Barry
he left.
In Virginia, you're on with Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max.
Good morning, fellas. Good morning. Enjoy your show and everything. Please stay with me a few minutes. I have a hard time trying to get all my points out as long as I've been holding. I agree with you. I believe he probably will get another chance. I don't know if he should or shouldn't. To me, sometimes words are words. I hate to throw the Deshaun Watson thing in there, but you kind of got to sometimes. I mean, let me ask you one thing, Key. You say if you owned a team, he wouldn't coach your team. Would Deshaun Watson be your quarterback?
Deshaun Watson probably wouldn't be my quarterback. In fact, he probably wouldn't be my quarterback. I have daughters, and I value people in people's space and all of those sort of things. He probably wouldn't be my quarterback because I also would have to discuss that with my wife on top of discussing that with her. I also have to think about my fan base and what they think no matter what the situation is. But I certainly understand winning is what it is about. And Deshaun Watson was never convicted of any criminal acts or anything like that. It was civil. And a lot of people in this world get civil suits every single day in the mail. Okay? So it's a little bit different. I hold a different standard and values to what I believe in. And I believe that I had never seen Coach Gruden do any of those things. I played with the man. Okay? Got in tit for tats with him all the time. Never seen him say anything. Never said anything out of his mouth that made me go, oh, my God, he's a racist and he's a this and he's a that. But what I will say is a lot of things is hidden in the dark about people. And sometimes it comes to the light. And we as society don't like to accept it. We try to gloss over to find an excuse for it. Now, I could go to many different examples. Okay? Just because you don't, an individual doesn't have his white sheets with him every single day walking down the hallway, but he got them in his trunk, and I don't know till I open up the trunk. And once I find that out, then I'm going to know who you really truly are.
Yeah,
and that's how I feel in these emails about John.
Whenever I hear the what about Deshaun, maybe Deshaun shouldn't be playing. You know, like maybe that's the answer. But certainly Gruden, based on his track record, especially recently, would need to not only take responsibility for the behavior, for what he wrote, but also show that he can do the job. Coming up, we're getting into Jimmy G and Trey Lance.
Thanks for listening to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast.
Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.